there. We've been coming here for years. We appreciate them online. They're very savvy from a technology standpoint. MiddletonInc.com, 1-800-404-0371. And something I didn't realize they had until this morning, Bill, they have a maintenance agreement plan where they will actually come out and give you a 22-point inspection on your heating and your cooling, and you get a discount on parts and repairs if you become a preferred customer. So get that maintenance agreement plan. A very cool deal, very good idea. And they will always tell you it's like preventive medicine for your equipment.
You don't want to be having a big party.
No, that's the worst.
A bunch of people over, and then it's 98 degrees.
I had a similar situation last year. We were trying to sell our house, and the upstairs air unit started acting up. And I'm like, I called Ron in a panic. Ron's my go-to guy. And he was kind enough to get a crew over there and help us out. You won't be showing your house when it's 112 in there.
No, that kind of really diminishes the, you know, it's not normally like this.
Right. It's hard to sell the sizzle or the steak in that case.
Way.
So a few things to hit on today. We're going to finish up our first half. Matt and I have a bet running on whether or not we can get all the clips in before the end of the show. He says no, I say yes.
Did we officially settle on a $100 bet there?
No.
Ooh, a Venmo note.
Yes.
I like that. A Finsky, Matty T, Mr. Vegas.
So we're gonna get into this. He's more of a Tunica guy than a Vegas guy. But he's been to both in recent months.
It's because of the plane ticket, you know.
Well, the thing is, Matt went over and checked out. He wanted to see what it was like post
Is the girlfriend experience the same in Tunica as it is in Vegas?
They're a little bit older in Tunica.
I was going to say, is the girlfriend a little more beat down?
He was curious about the buffet situation over in Tunica. Now that Paula Deen's been kicked out of town,
right?
And he was, and you told me what? Same great food,
minus Paula Deen.
Yeah.
How bad do you have to be kicked out of Vegas? Doesn't want to do business with you,
y'all. Okay, so speaking of guys, we're going to have a hard time getting people to do business with them in the near future. It's getting worse for Marshall Henderson. Because we said yesterday, look, I'm not a weed smoker, but he's the last guy I'd want to smoke weed with. Because that's always my go-to drug for basketball players. I just assume.
You know.
My bad.
Robert Parrish would tell you it helped with the joints as you get older. No pun intended.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I mean, look.
Right.
The chief is
FedEx doing.
Well, I mean, he moves at a certain speed, and I would expect that he told me that he was puffing the hippie lettuce, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. He is a hippie.
He
just happens to be 7 feet two.
Sitting there. Down there.
But Marshall Henderson apparently was not just marijuana, but cocaine, which now he's into a whole different. You know, you go from the round of 64 into the final four when you go from marijuana to cocaine. You're in a whole different. Because most people will give you a. They'll give you a pass.
Right.
They give you a wink, wink. That's a bad thing. Don't do that again.
Don't do that.
But when you go to cocaine, bro, you're in a whole different tax bracket when it comes to criminal issues.
And see, I think that's because weed became burst on the scene in the United States in the 60s. It's associated with that era. It's so prevalent today. It is so incredibly prevalent today with people who show up, people who take drug tests, who know they're going to be drug tested when they go into the trucking industry or something like that, show up with weed in their system.
Sure.
You know, it's so permeated.
Just a little smoke.
American life.
Just a little smoke.
Exactly. But you are right. Coke and those are those drugs that that suddenly is like the cutoff point. Nobody winks and goes, okay.
Yeah, nobody ever says, it's just blow.
Right.
That never happens.
Exactly.
So
why is that?
I don't know.
Is that because it became...
All I know is this. I've been to, like Willie Nelson concerts, and you will smell the marijuana wafting over the crowd, but I never see Chalk fly up.
Yeah.
In John McEnroe style.
Just people just bent over a table.
Oh, somebody dropped a kilo over there.
Let's get River! come on! Play it!
So he has been suspended indefinitely. I heard Tommy say something about how he's going to be allowed back on campus, or back on the team in January, but I have not seen any report to that end. I'm just going off that old rag, the Wall Street Journal, though, so what do they know?
And where do you get blow if you're a college kid? I mean,
I wouldn't know.
Is that in the stipend?
That's the whole thing.
Is that part of this Obama student loan program?
I am not very aware of that kind of thing. I mean, I've been around it before, but I don't know where it comes from. I don't know how it – I'm so naive.
You are. I will say that about you. You're like Sergeant Joe Friday. You know what I mean? Just facts, man. That's who you are. You are the radio equivalent of Joe Friday.
I feel pretty good
or
about
Dan
that.
Or Dan Aykroyd playing Joe Friday.
Closer.
That's more,
it's more
of
my
the
speed.
That's where you ride, resist,
We usually get at least two Middletons on during our shows here at Middleton Heat and Air. Not normally do we see the senior Mr. Middleton this early in the show. It's great to have you.
The Don of the family.
Yeah. There you are. How are you?
I'm glad you guys are here. I wanted to welcome you to Middleton's. And while we're waiting on the star of the show, which would, of course, be Ron Humphrey or Mark, I just want to step in and say hi to you.
I'm glad you had us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We always love having you guys here.
Ron gave me the update. It's been very busy, as usual, but we've only had a couple of real rough weeks so far this year.
Yeah, that's true. We've had some rough weeks, and we thank goodness we get a little bit cool time in between where we can kind of catch our breath and catch up and get ready to start again.
I guess you guys have to take winter vacations, right? Because this is too busy for you.
Well, let's just say we should take winter vacations, but we try to work them in during the summer like everybody else does.
I understand. Well, I was telling folks about the maintenance program here, and I didn't realize that we did this, but you basically you pay one fee, and then you get checked up every year, and then you get preferred rates on equipment, and you get some other advantages if you get involved in this.
Yes, you get priority on your calls if you need us. And that's a really good thing. I mean, people should really look at it, whether it be with us or someone else. Hopefully it'd be with us. Mm-hmm. But they really help keep your equipment running. It'll last longer, be more efficient. It won't cost you as much to run it.
Should I get a tune-up every year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm 2 years behind then. I need to get on that.
Yes, you should. And actually, we come out twice a year. We come out in the spring.
Okay.
In the fall, or as close as we can. We've got several maintenance customers, so if we don't get them on the first call and they have to call back in, then we have to get them scheduled in a little bit later.
Okay.
So,
but before it gets real hot or before it gets real cold, you guys get it kind of ironed out.
That's a good
work.
Time to call us.
Yeah.
Before it gets hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Or cold, yes.
Are you 24-7? Will you come out in the middle of the night or you guys have cutoffs?
We're 24-7.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes. We have, and you most of the time you will... I say all the time, you will get a person on the other end, not a recording.
Okay. And Mark takes the calls after 3 a.m., right?
Oh, yes, of course. He does that constantly.
That's good.
He's really good about that.
I appreciate that. What's your where are you going this summer? What's your getaway?
Well, I'm going to Florida in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And this year has been a really busy year for me as far as vacations. I'm the one that doesn't go. I like to be here. I like to see what's going on, keep my head into it and my hands on it. But I went to Europe earlier.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I did. It was a trip that was provided to us, and I got chosen to go. I loved that. I enjoyed it. It was a cruise.
Okay. Where all did you go?
Oh, we went to Spain. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah.
My wife could tell you a lot
better. We'll get her on later.
Yeah. But my wife's not here. She works downtown. She works
okay.
for DHS. She's
okay.
a division director there.
I've been talking about wanting to go to Wimbledon. And I think Bill Vickery would be the mm-hmm. perfect tour guide
yes.
to Wimbledon. I've been
I've
over eating strawberries and cream. And
I've been once a long time
you been?
Ago. Yes.
I would love to go. It just looks like the ultimate as far as sporting events go for me.
It's a bunch of, you know, it's
awesome.
A town. You take the little train out and just like... you're going out on Long Island to see the U.S. Open, so it's right there.
Or if you were taking like a trolley out here to Bryant.
Probably a trolley.
To visit Middleton Heaton there.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a big trolley guy.
I want to get Mark on here today. We need to get Mark to talk a little politics.
Hook him in late.
Maybe.
Mark's on his way. He's got one person waiting for him now.
Yeah, I heard. I've heard. Yeah, his name's already mud this morning.
We'll get him on. You guys are going to be here for a while. So.
Yes. Yes.
And Ron's interviewing someone and taking care of a couple of our employees, so... He'll be in shortly, too.
How many years for you?
Well, started in 76, so with our company. So what is that, 37 years?
Yeah, I was going to say, coming up
but,
on four.
You know, basically, I've done this all my life. So when I started when I was 19 years old.
You're like my father-in-law, and his hobby is work. So,
that's
I mean, I think he's going to work until it's over for him.
I've got 65 acres out of my place, and I like to get out in that. I work with the trees and the shrubs and get on a mower whenever I can get a chance to.
Can you ever see a day where you don't come to work?
No. I don't. Hopefully that won't happen. I told them if they come by there one day and I'm not responsive, just to sprinkle a little lime on me and close the door.
Well, I appreciate you having us out, and we love coming out every year and appreciate your company very much. You guys have been good to us, and certainly it's the go-to place. That's like I've always said, when you talk about it's like – Kleenex is to tissues. Middleton is to heating and air for us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our household name.
I wanted to say that, you know, not a lot of people get to enjoy their career their entire life, and mm-hmm. I've done that. I love talking to people. I love having customers. I love to please people. And I like to do a good job and be proud of what I do. So here we are.
We got a lot to be happy about.
Thank you very much.
Because they're awesome. Thank you so much. Good seeing you.
Appreciate it.
We will get Mark and Ron on later on. But appreciate it. Scottie Pippen's having some issues. Yeah. Bill, we've talked about this before. This is a zone FU. For those of you who've not heard, he got into it with a guy who was an autograph seeker turned, depending on who you talk to, whether it was a bigot or a violent guy or whatever. He says, no, it was all on Scottie Pippen. Cameron Shafagy.
Easy name.
Is the
Delamalur. Delamalur.
This guy's not. If this guy was a former NFL Hall of Fame offensive lineman, would not have gotten beaten up though.
He's the George Zimmerman of the West Coast.
Exactly. Via CBS News, attorneys for the autograph seeker filed a $4 million lawsuit Thursday.
Who couldn't see that one coming?
Yeah. His girlfriend for an autograph for his girlfriend's son and suffered a brutal and unjustified attack, according to the report. Pippen was eating with his family, you know the story, at a Malibu restaurant. Would not have guessed that Scotty was a big sushi guy.
You know, hey, he's a look. He's come a long way from Hamburg.
What is the best place to get sushi in Hamburg?
Yeah, you got to know. There's a little sushi and barbecue joint.
He's pent up. He's pent up because the thing is, you can't get great sushi down there. Very often. So
I like my man's eating well, though. He's out in Malibu, you know. He's enjoying the boat out there, just hanging out.
Yeah, I'm going to guess this goes zero. I'm going to guess this goes nowhere. Because they looked at it, they investigated it, they said no charges to be filed. I'm going to guess that the chance of this guy having any success with a civil suit, probably not too high.
You know, you see these things a lot. These guys provoke celebrities, or they engage, or they become offended. I was in LAX once, and I saw a celebrity. Handsome guy, older guy with a hot-looking chick. It was James Woods, and he's got this hot-looking chick.
I thought
he
was very handsome, but okay.
And she's really attractive, and they're getting off an escalator, and the guy, the paparazzi following him, says, hey, James, who's the fat chick?
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't got a defender honor. You're in a tough spot there.
Exactly.
Bad
news.
And
so they're just kind of – and you get the sense from just reading between the lines in this whole thing patrons talk about the fact that Pippen hadn't been drinking. It was, you know, the wait staff enjoyed him. He leaves in a good mood. This is one of these guys that he probably asked for something. Because then they turn around and sell everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's all up on eBay. So it's no longer.
That's why I don't do autographs anymore.
Well, you know me. I only autograph licensed buzz material.
And or body parts.
But I think you get the sense then that he begins to provoke, you know, well, who the, you know.
I'll tell you one of my favorite things, and this is similar to the Pippen thing, although I don't think this guy necessarily wanted to have his face kicked in. I've seen the fan equivalent of death by cop. I've seen guys provoke. I've had friends who played college football that were big dudes, 280, 285, defensive linemen. I mean, just dudes that defensive linemen are generally speaking, some of the more off-kilter guys, some of the guys who are more than likely to kill you if you step to them.
Yeah, little
they're
angry.
Big, they're huge, they're strong, they're crazy. Okay, there's something about getting in the trenches and mixing it up with other guys who are even bigger than you.
Toughness,
yes, there is that.
Yeah,
of which I have none.
Yeah,
but I've seen guys that were my size step up to my friends in bars for no apparent reason and poke at them and pick fights with them, and I'm like, there's a psychology there that I don't understand. But clearly, this guy wants to be beaten because there's no chance that it's even going to be any kind of competitive fight. So, really silly. But
yeah, a lot of psychological issues there with those folks.
Yes, and if anybody understands that. It's this guy. I've been through years of therapy. I understand issues. One last thing, then we'll take a call from R-Dub, who's in cabin, wants to talk about Michael Dyer, which I'm sure you want to weigh in on as well.
Yeah, we'll weigh in on that.
You're a Razorback fan.
Oh, yeah.
I trust you. Trust your opinion on that. I'm really curious to see what you think about that. We'll let you discuss that with R-Dub in a second. But so much for the Puig Mania. It is over. He did not make the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Instead, it went to Freddie Freeman. Great name.
Freddie Freeman.
The Atlanta first baseman.
Yep.
He and Toronto reliever Steve Delabar won the fan voting for the final spots in next week's All-Star game. So he will have to wait until next year. I would think if he continues anywhere close to what he's done this year, it won't be any longer wait than that. But he will.
Interesting that he got the while he came in second in the fan voting, he got what is now the second highest total of fan votes in the history of the online voting.
Isn't that amazing?
The All-Star, yes.
So how do you feel about the fan vote? How do you feel about it deciding anything? How do you feel about any of that?
Well, in the old days, in my day, you got a little ballot. You went to whatever the sporting goods store was in your town.
And they passed them out at the games, too.
So you got a ballot, so you went in, you punched out, you know, the little holes there, the Chads or whatever. You darkened in that little oval. I want Ron Say, Dad, can we go get a ballot? You know, okay. So, you know, I had to fill it out. There's Steve Garvey. There's Ron Say. All my guys there. And so
you have a strong opinion on whether or not it should determine home field advantage?
It's in terms of the World Series?
Yes.
I understand the efforts to try to make the All-Star game a relevant event.
Try to make it the only relevant All-Star game because none of the other ones determine anything.
The Pro Bowl doesn't need to happen anymore.
Right.
And frankly, the NBA All-Star game is just a reason for people to be arrested.
Wouldn't you rather see NFL's strongest slash fastest slash highest jumping man?
That's called the Combine. Though we see that,
but I'd rather see that at the NFL. Yeah.
The skills challenge,
the fastest man, because that was like the Darryl Green thing for years. It was like, oh, he's the fastest man in the NFL. I always thought that was kind of cool.
You could, yeah, it would be interesting to see that instead of having an actual game, which is essentially a flag football game,
right?
That you just have a skills challenge.
I mean,
some of these, like the dunk contest and all that.
Yeah, like a redneck skills challenge, like you know, who can chunk it the furthest. Mm-hmm. I mean, just stuff that guys do on a Saturday night when they're drunk with their buddies.
Right.
I'd much rather see that from NFL players than watch a game.
Right. And then you do get the fastest 40 at the NFL Pro Bowl weekend or whatever, and have it in that interim week in between. They tried a while back to do that. And they're struggling to come up with it. And frankly, I think it's one of these things it should be ended. I mean, you kind of just won't let it go. And these guys there's too much money on the line now. It
doesn't have a DNR on it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And they keep resuscitating it for no apparent reason. Let it die already.
Well, there's an issue there. But I think if you surrounded the game, maybe you just took all the young players. Maybe you just took rookie. You made it a rookie game almost.
Versus the second year guys like they do in the NBA.
But the skills challenge would be the most impressive.
I think so too.
That would be, you know, you'd get guys.
Well, and here's my thing. If I'm going with my family, you know,
right?
Because I can envision myself as an NFL star. Right. If I'm going with my family to Hawaii for 5 days. And my only goal or my only deal I have to do is run 140-yard dash, or if I'm a quarterback, throw it through a few spots whatever.
Right.
I mean, that to me is fun. But when you got to get ready and you got to go through the practices and get ready to play a game that nobody wants to play in, and you got to worry about whether or not you're going to get hurt, and that's your only concern the entire week, not necessarily whether or not you're going to make that connection on that go route, that to me would make it so much more fun for everybody.
And it is interesting, too, because you're exactly right. When players play in the All-Star game, you got a lot of players now, and that's kind of a running joke with Major League Baseball. Somebody's got a bad hangnail. I'm out for the All-Star game. I mean, guys that are picked as All-Stars, typically, if they played in it 3 or 4 or 5 times, they typically don't want to play it in. They want that time off in the middle of the year. You know, maybe they are a little banged up, and they'd prefer not to show up and even play 2 innings in a game and just stay home and rehab it up. And so, the Pro Bowl is the only of the 3 major sports. It's the only one where people fear playing in the game. You know, they're going to play the NBA All-Star game. It's a pickup game.
Right.
But you know that. And so the players kind of get into it. Little chance of being injured. Nobody's going to – there's no hack. They're not bringing Rick Roby off the bench to get him 3 quick ones on Kareem or somebody like that.
Yeah.
They save that for the regular season. And you know, if you're at the major – chances of you being hurt, you know, you're not going to extend yourself there.
Just to play devil's advocate – Joe Franklin and 7 other guys do watch it religiously every year.
Mm-hmm. The Pro Bowl?
Yes.
That is people who gamble on the Pro Bowl. Do you know how you have a problem?
No,
that's the definition of a problem.
That's worse than gambling on like a Cubs-Cardinals game in the middle of the season.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like if you bet on last night's game when the Cubs, by the way, shut out the Cardinals 3-7, you have a serious issue that you really need to get some help.
Has there ever been a manager thrown out of a game after the game was over?
I've never heard of that.
Did you see the home plate umpire tossed what's his name?
Swain?
He tossed him after the game was over.
Missed it.
Yeah, game was over. They have a confrontation. All the umpires trying to keep him away. And then for some inexplicable reason, home plate ump gives him the thumb sign.
And that's
the first words, the game is over.
I was already leaving.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let me take a call here from R-Dub, and I want you to weigh in on this too. R-Dub.
Hey, a couple of points I'd like to make. First of all, Vickery is right about 95% of the time, and then Justin is wrong about 95% of the time.
I don't know about that. I think you're wrong about, you're 0 for 1 today, but go ahead.
Anyway, I don't think Michael Dyer needs to go to the Hog. I think that's a waste of time.
For him or them?
Both.
Okay.
I think it's a lose-lose situation. You can look back in the history of athletes, and that caliber of athlete that takes a couple of years off, they never get back to where they were.
That's a great point. You are right. I mean, do you get the
He's
sense?
Just sucking up to him.
No. Do you get the sense that he is that Arkansas is in the mix for Michael Dyer? because of proximity alone. You know, he
right.
picked Auburn. He went there, arguably had a tremendous freshman season.
It's in the mix of Michael Dyer's mind. I don't think it's in the mix for anybody.
Well, right. I mean, but it is the local school. Mm-hmm. It is the school in Arkansas where he is now. It's where the most connections are. It's where he can try to get his bona fides faster. I don't know that it's the best school. If he wants to have a career, get an education, and go beyond college football and try to play in the National Football League, I don't happen to think that the Arkansas fit would be a good fit for him to do that. As a Razorback fan, yeah, I would enjoy having him on the team if indeed he is willing to submit to a whole battery of things and you know, the drug tests on a regular basis, whatever that may be. I believe in second chances. I believe in those kinds of things that they tend to work out. Then there's the kind of blind eye. There's the Lawrence Phillips. There's those kind of situations, but I don't see it as one of those. But if I'm him, I would pick a program that runs the ball well now and try to get there, not be a running back on a team that is transitioning into a more balanced offense and trying to go out and get bigger offensive linemen.
Right,
like
or an up-and-coming program like Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah, where you can go, you'll start immediately, you'll carry the ball 25 times, you will be a showcase back, and you get an opportunity to put some numbers up against okay competition, probably break a few long runs.
Because in the general, all he has to prove is that he still has whatever
right.
it is he has.
Right.
I mean, when you're the MVP of the national championship game as a freshman, you don't have a lot to prove.
Right.
Can you go through a season healthy? And can you show
yeah.
some signs that you
yep.
still have what you had?
Yep.
You're right, though. I mean, it's only been a year off. And I also, you know, the other thing is that I think it's a little bit unfair for him is he's compared to some other guys who have committed some serious crimes. He's put himself in some bad positions, and he's done some things I'm sure he regrets. But I don't think Michael Dyer at his core is a bad guy.
I would agree
no,
with you.
No, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think if you look at the big picture, the state trooper that pulled him over lost his job, lost
yeah.
his career.
That's the guy I feel sorry for. Actually,
yeah.
to be blunt,
that's true.
That's the guy I feel sorry for. But he was associated with a band of desperados there at Auburn that were bad guys or are bad guys.
And some of them
are going to prison. I mean, and so that's when you're caught up in that element, you're going to be painted with the same brush that all these other folks are. But you do make a good point. It's never the same when you don't have that continuity to go through your college years together. You know, you see guys that take a year off after an injury or something like that. It's awfully difficult. The Adrian Petersons are very few and far between.
Appreciate the call.
And to give you one more thing to talk about, I think Coach B will go 7-5 or 8-4. And his first year.
Okay, I appreciate the car.
It's going to be the Coach Nutt effect.
All right, R-Dub, I hope you're right. And if he goes 8-4, he should be named National Coach of the Year, no question.
I think it's just the option. I hate to disagree with my man there, but it's the anti-Nutt effect.
Wow.
I mean, it's transitioning.
You're
going
to go from 95% right to about 85% pretty quick if you don't watch
it. I don't see
it
happening. I think we get to 5 wins easy, probably 6.
I'll take 6 right now. If you gave me 6 today, I'd take
5.
Where are we
six.
Going bowling? Which crappy bowl game are
we'll
we all going to go to and have fun at?
Freezing our tails off over in Memphis again.
Hey, you know what? If the Sun Belt can't fulfill it next year, maybe we'll end up playing in War Memorial someday in a bowl game. Arkansas v. Someone to be named later in the Rice Bowl.
Would that be humiliating for the university?
Totally awesome, I say. Wrong take, Bill. Totally awesome.
Okay. You're a glasses half full sort of guy there.
You know what?
You are. Look
My
at that.
My iced coffee's 3/4 full. I'm
you
feeling
are
great.
Glasses half full.
It's Friday. I've exercised some demons recently. Everything's beautiful. We're going to continue our look back.
That.
Yeah, it's all good. It's more like finally, you know, curing your constipation, but whatever. 10:32. It's a beautiful day. And if you're having issues with your heating or your air, you're having trouble with your heat, I wonder, really need to go see a doctor.
Not good.
But if you're having a problem with your air conditioning, Middleton is the place. 1-800-404-0371 online at MiddletonInc.com. Protect your investment. Protect your family's comfort with your friends at Middleton Heat and Air. Get a maintenance agreement plan. Details, more on it, coming up.